Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of The Scoop. My name is Erica, and this week I'm sitting down with...
Hi, I'm Shannon Christian. I'm a senior, and I write the column Dr. Germ.
Okay, speaking of your column, I remember last time you were on The Scoop, you talked a little bit about starting your column because you just joined Wingspan. So how's that been going?
It's been going really great. I got to flesh out a lot of ideas that I had just in the past for my column. Just things about like women in healthcare, women students in healthcare specifically. And now I get to focus more on prevalent issues regarding like our school and how like illness has been present or even just different healthcare subjects we've been talking about. Like I know fentanyl has been a big thing in our district. So just talking about really prevalent issues has been on my mind.
What's your favorite thing you've written about?
Oh, my favorite thing. I really like writing about like specific illnesses because I remember when I had the flu, I was writing about how miserable having the flu was, and I thought that was really funny. So,
do you want to talk? I know you're taking a lot of like health classes. You want to talk a little bit about those because I think that's really cool that you have those opportunities.
Yeah, so I do two double block clinical programs. So I do CNA, which is certified nurse assisting, and then medical scribing. But with both of those certificates, I'm also able to test for a medical assistant certificate so that I can work in clinics or different hospital settings. I really loved all of them. My CNA program actually has like the clinical component. So I went to nursing homes and then now I go to hospitals and like urgent care centers. And then for medical scribing, it's mostly just a lecture-based class and a lot of exams. So I learned how to use like medical office like simulation software, and that teaches me how to like book appointments and like use medical office systems and like electric medical records. So it's really interesting to learn about because you never really see that perspective like as a student.
What's like something that like surprised you when you're like taking those classes?
I would say how much customer service it is. Like you don't expect that you have to constantly talk to people and like make small talk when you're in a room because you're prepped to do the skills and you're prepped to like deal with really like bodily grotesque things. But another part of it is just talking to people. You talk so much throughout the day that like by the end of it, I feel like I've been talking for like hours.
Do you like those classes? Do you think they've given you like good experience?
I love those classes. I think I wouldn't have gotten that experience anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful that I've had it because I've definitely gotten to know like what more I want to do with my future. Like mm-hmm. before I was really centered on like neurology and neuroscience. And now I've realized I like working on women's floors and stuff with like reproductive health and doing research for that.
I feel like Frisco ISD or like our district has like really good opportunities. Cause I remember like I never took any CTE classes, but when I went there for the first time, we were like covering like their expansion. And it's like, there's like classes for like everything.
Yeah. And I literally talked to one of my teachers from the CTE yesterday, and she was saying that our local hospital, like Baylor Scott & White Centennial, they're actually giving funding so that like there's more certificate programs so that more kids can like do like medical research and doing work in the lab and like phlebotomy certificates. And that way they can also work in the hospital too.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so I think like after what you've talked about, you want to go into healthcare. So what are your, what are your plans after graduation?
So after graduation, I definitely want to work full-time over summer, probably at a local clinic. I've applied to like a gastroenterology place, a neuro place, and a psych place. And then for school, I'm going to the University of Texas at Dallas, and I'm studying neuroscience and then doing like a minor in public health.
And how about after like undergrad?
After undergrad, I mean, the hopes and like goals are medical school, and I'd like to do that abroad, but I always have like a backup plan because I feel like healthcare is a really like hopeful and prosperous field, but it's also very competitive, and that can be a very daunting aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So while medical school is the plan, I definitely want to stay in healthcare, but I don't know if like MD is the end goal.
I have a lot of faith in you. I think you'll do really well in the future. I feel like you have a lot of like passion for healthcare, and I think like what you've been doing in high school is like already a lot more than like some people have because we've had like really good opportunities.
Definitely. I would not be as far as I am without everything I've had up till now, especially mm-hmm. in high school. It's crazy that I've like been doing this work before I'm even 18.
Yeah. So like that's crazy. Yeah. Are you looking forward for the, how's your senior year been?
Senior year has not been as carefree as people make it seem, mm-hmm. but senioritis is very much there. I've loved like the aspect of, I like cherishing each moment more because I know that it's not always going to be like this. So I've definitely become more appreciative of the time I do have with like our friends and our friend group, but it definitely feels a lot more stressful than I thought it'd be just because it feels like everything has a timeline and like an expiration date. And I feel like I'm already behind.
Like AP tests, like all of that. It's just like really stressful. But I'm excited for like that part to be over. I feel like the last few days of school will be like really fun. And then like graduation, obviously, kind of sad, but. Okay, I think that's everything we wanted to chat about today. Thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.